The God invisible, there came just for all. I can barely hear this.
Yep, I read the call to order. But here it is right.
I'm gonna pen. Oh, I have one.
I'm gonna put in a slice of pizza today.
Mayor Giampetti?
Here.
Councilwoman Brown?
Here.
Councilman Dash?
Here.
Councilwoman Heist?
Here.
Councilman Mays? Councilman Ritchie?
Here.
Councilwoman Sefton? Councilman Trifle?
Here.
Councilman Ross? And Councilman Lello. Okay.
It works out. As we all know, the previous council meeting, a proposed budget included down a 6-vote, which was provided by our auditor to come back to the table to discuss any further options that we could talk about in regards to the 3.3 that increase that's being proposed as we stand. So I would like to open it up saying that if no one's already been aware, property at 350 Baldwin Avenue, and correct me if I'm wrong, is now under contract to be purchased by cash in the amount of $85,000. To close around the date of June 30th.
Listen, I have to interrupt. I cannot hear anything that he's saying. Nothing.
That's what I was just getting ready to say, too. I'm sorry.
Yes, same here.
Okay. All right, give us one second. You could have dialed in.
Because the only thing I heard was something Boston Avenue.
Joe Ritchie.
I know.
Can you guys hear me now?
Hi, Joe.
Yes, fine. Yeah.
All right, stand by for 1 second.
Can you mute that? No, I guess that would. Am I echoing still or no? Okay.
No, you're clear.
Okay, awesome. Okay. So for those that are not aware, the 350 Boston Avenue property has just gone under contract for $85,000 cash purchase. And correct me if I'm wrong, Angela, I know the date has changed from June 30th. What is the projected closing date now?
We're shooting for July 15th, but Mr. Adi indicated he, as soon as he gets the title report, he can close, which could be by June 30th, but to play it safe, we extended it to July 15th.
Right, and that's due in part to the county clerk's office working part-time right now, correct?
Well, the other part of that in the contract was that the deed needed to be recorded within 30 days of closing, and they are, in fact, working part-time at the clerk's office, so you know it could be recorded, could not be recorded, and that's why we extended it, just to play it safe, to give them extra time.
Okay, thank you on that. So with that being said, I would like to propose that with the 3.3 cent increase, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jody, it's $65,650.
Yeah, about $65,000.
Okay. So I would like to propose for discussion that we take $65,650 from that purchase, put it towards the budget to balance the budget. Now, Angela, I didn't get a chance to look over the contract because of I was very busy today. Is there a commission on that for the real estate office?
No. George is not taking a commission.
Okay. So with that, that will leave about $19,350.
$65,000 even.
I put $65,000. Okay. All right. So we can allocate $20,000 to next year's budget on top of the, I believe it's $21,674 from the wetlands purchase that was being allocated next year too. Is that correct?
$65,126.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected. So I'm putting that out for discussion to get everyone's opinion on this. I think it's a great opportunity for us to show the city and the town and our residents that we're working hard to balance a budget. It's going to be the first time in a long time. And from what I understand, the school, I just spoke to one of the representatives from the school board, and they, I believe they are looking at an overall 2.2 cent increase. And that was a conversation I just had about 2 hours ago. So we need to take that into consideration also. So if anybody wants to comment or have discussion on this proposal, feel free.
Mr. Vice President, I think that's an awesome idea. I was hoping something would come into play where we can actually be flat on our taxes this year, knowing that the schools are losing funding. I think it's a good idea that take what we need to make it flat and then allocate for next year, so that way we can make up some of the existing things if the budget if the budget crisis with the state continues, to offset some of the state the school costs.
Okay, thank you. The other question, and Jody, if you could answer this for us, what would be the total amount being allocated for next year off the two sales? Any idea?
You mean what are we putting in this year?
Yeah, for next year. Sorry.
Well, if we put in 65 plus the 55, we're putting in 120,000, 126 for this year, and we're only going to have, as of right now, about 36,000 for next year. So we'll have a pretty big hole to figure out for next year.
Okay. Well, we are in the process of selling the water plant.
Originally, the wetlands was half. Remember, I sent out that email, so we have to take out the JIF dividend. So as of the amendment that we approved at the last council meeting, took that JIF dividend and split it in half, and put additional half in wetlands, and then half originally was a tax increase that will be offset by this Boston Ave. But so instead of the wetlands being 38,000, we changed it to 55,126. So we only have about 16,000 left for next year. So just not saying that we shouldn't do it, you know, not my decision, but, you know, I just kind of, as my job, have to warn that obviously we're kind of putting ourselves in a not great position for next year, you know, that we are going to, the more we put in one shot things, you know, they have to be replenished. So I understand you want to, you know, obviously have the least tax increase you can. So I totally get it, but it's just to warn you, next year we are going to have to make up 120,000, and right now we only really have potentially 30 some thousand towards that.
So if we put the 65,000 in as proposed, then that gives us a flat rate this year.
Yeah,
there'd be no increase. But we would have to be concerned about making additional money for next year.
And obviously with this whole COVID, I mean, I expect tax percentage to be down. It's kind of, you don't know, but it just kind of seems like that's obviously a possibility. So. You know, we have to kind of think about that. That if we don't collect our full amount of taxes, first of all, it'll just help hurt us at the end of the year, not having enough collected. And then we have that reserve for uncollected taxes, which is basically an appropriation to offset what we don't collect. And this year, the tax collection's already been in town to go visit it from the past year. So if it goes down even more, we will have to basically, you're basically setting aside money for people that don't pay. So we might have to set aside
a larger amount next year is what I'm potentially afraid, with obviously the tax collection going down.
So we can potentially help this year but hurt next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. I mean, no one knows.
And I would add, we have to kind of say the same thing every year, but, you know, that's we'll be doing my job. I'm not a decision maker.
That's a difficult decision.
Yeah.
It is. And this is the mayor. I would also like to add that we
raised 4% next year because we got to make up that.
What did Lisa, the mayor say? I didn't hear her.
This is the mayor. First of all, I'm having a hard time hearing Steve. And second of all, that you also have to recall that you're not going to get $90,000 in revenue at the lake this year. That's going to have to be a patch somewhere, just to remind you of that. And what you're doing now is called plugging the budget with unrenewable revenue, just for clarity.
Well, we're still on schedule for the sale of the water plant, so tax rateables will be increased, next year as well, if I'm not mistaken.
It may be, but you don't know how much at this point in time. I've been asking for an analysis of that, and we don't have a valuation of that property yet. So that's how you would tell how much revenue would be coming in, and then you can do the mathematics thereafter.
No, I was going to say right now, it's bringing in zero.
I don't think we had a valuation. I mean, that might be like
no,
a
general
idea. I'm not sure if that's part of like the RFP renewal.
Somebody's going to have to value that property just the way it is, whether it be an outside agency or, you know, whatever. I've already asked Bill Johnson if he could do it, and he said that's beyond his scope of expertise. So that's going to have a value put on it.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but I mean, right now this year and the years previously, it was zero because we owned it. Now, it with the sale, that's what, six properties, I believe, that will have value and tax rateability. You know, so that's
right.
That
and
is
not
something
to mention,
that. Go ahead, Mayor.
No, not to mention, you also have to realize that now we're going to be paying for uses. And fire hydrants and things like that, that's going to have to be taken in consideration in the equation too, which I did ask that be done also, and still I have not really received that yet, but I'm sure it's forthcoming.
Well, I may mention I forget which meeting it was, but the last water main break that we had was well over, I think it was like $20,000 over what the rental fee will be for 200 fire hydrants that we have in the city that we will pay for New Jersey American Water. And I believe we had four breaks last year.
Yeah, but that money was bonded. I believe we bonded all of it. So when we sell the treatment plant, the money, the debt service could be paid. At least some of the debt service could be paid. Some of the bonds aren't callable yet, but the debt service can be paid on that.
They will be, though. That's the thing. I understand what you're saying there, and all that. But, the bonds do, come to fruition and, have to be paid. You know, that's something that we have, that we, the liability of multiple water lines breaking, which last year I think there was about four, just seems to be happening in the 100-year-old mains on Atlantic Avenue with asbestos and everything else. I mean, that's something that, we have to think of. In addition to, the hydrant fees, as well. I understand what you're saying about, it's upfront costs as opposed to bonds having, the maturity, however many years it is.
Hello, this is Angela. If you recall at the last meeting with American Water, the attorney said as part of the negotiation process, he was going to have the properties evaluated by a separate appraiser. So I think as part of that evaluation, we'll have a good idea
of the value of the properties shortly.
I mean, with the prospective sales, sale and the tax rateability, rateables that are coming in, I think I'm pretty confident in the opinion that we will be okay next year with the pending sales if we balance the budget this year to have a zero increase for the municipality. That's just my opinion. If we
also have the CPI facility coming out, the traumatic brain injury.
Jody, can you repeat what she said? I couldn't hear it.
We have the traumatic brain injury facility coming.
I couldn't hear her. I'm sorry.
You can hear me. My kids never can hear me.
There's a horrible echo that is bleeding everything out that she said. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be difficult. I really didn't hear it.
Okay, Scott, what Donna said was we also have the income of the TBI land purchase when that comes in. That's what she was saying, correct? And also, in addition to that, the ratables for the on the taxes for the land.
Correct. Okay, thanks, Donna. I'm feeling confident that, you know, we'll make up any shortcomings for next year, you know, barring any drastic, you know, diminishment from the state.
Anybody else have any further comments or questions or concerns, suggestions?
I agree with you guys as far as putting the money in this year and trying to keep it at zero, only because people are really hurting. And I understand they're going to be hurting next year. And I know you don't really want to say worry about next year, but last year we didn't think we were going to be in the middle of a pandemic this year. So I think the least we can do is try to get as much relief to these people as we can, because right now we're not really helping. We're just adding to the problem. And if we have a point where we can put something in to add relief so that we don't have this increase, then I say do it. And that's just my opinion. I'm only one person, and that's what I'm standing on. That's why I voted no on the budget. And until I can see something concretely change, I'm not going to vote yes for this budget. That's all.
All right, Steve Dash is going to speak. So the last meeting that we had with this budget, we didn't have this option on the table. The sale of the property was proposed, and then the buyer backed out of it. Since the fact that we have a new buyer, that we all feel confident that it'll go through, I think this is the thing that we were really looking for to help us balance it out for this year. People that know me know that I'm very fiscally responsible. I don't like to spend money. I feel a little bit concerned about using all of it or using the $65,000. But I think in this case, this is really what we were looking for to help fix the situation, and I would support it. Everyone here in council has spoken and putting their suggestions out. Anybody on the phone right now have anything further to say? If not, I would like to have someone move.
Well, we can't take formal action because it's not a regular meeting. We didn't, but we could take like a straw vote and then do the formal amendment at next week's council meeting. We can still adopt the budget right after we do the amendment, because when you do a tax decrease like that, you don't have to re-advertise or do anything along those lines.
Okay, did everyone understand what Jody said?
Yes. Mr. Vice President, this is Troy Thal. I make a motion to take a straw poll on this.
How about I do roll call, and then everyone can kind of say yay or nay.
Okay, Jody's going to do a roll call and then just answer a yay or nay.
Councilwoman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman Dash?
Yes.
Councilwoman Heist?
Yes.
Councilman Ritchie?
Yes.
And Councilman Trithall?
Yes.
All right.
All right. Looks as though, as long as nobody has any other questions, concerns, or comments, I would like somebody to make a motion to adjourn the budget meeting on June 17th, 2020.
So moved, Brown.
Second, Dash.
All right, motion made by Brown, seconded by Dash. Thank you, everybody, for calling in and coming here in person. I can't wait to see everybody in person as we move forward. Everyone have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Yeah.